The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Getting Free, Through Freedom Apothecary. Marissa Jenkins created a beauty and wellness refuge for Black women in New Orleans. My first visit to Freedom Apothecary is for a brunch there in celebration of Black women. Upon arriving, I see a sidewalk sign that reads, To live is to love. Begin with you. Inside the store, which sits on Charming Magazine Street in NOLA, I find a haven of soulfulness that supports the sign's message. The chic interior features contemporary furnishings like their swanky tan couch and wooden shelves displaying sophisticated clothing, makeup, body butters, incense, and more. The soothing sounds of Cleo soul flow through the space, and the sense of empowerment in the building is contagious. I instantly feel safe and seen. 5 years ago, Freedom Apothecary was not on people's radar. At the time, the owner, Marissa Jenkins, sought a creative boost. The idea for the space came from a dream vision, or what I like to call a download, she says. I was expecting my second daughter and had been operating my handmade body care e-commerce business for about 4 years. I was at a place of burnout and had embarked on a journey to find purpose and fulfillment. Freedom Apothecary pushes me beyond my fears, allowing me to use my educational background and operate in my genius zone. Jenkins heeded her dream's directions and opened the Natural Beauty, Wellness, and Lifestyle Boutique in 2019 in Philadelphia. She chose the name Freedom Apothecary for her business because it encompassed the principle of her brand. I wanted to give the power and autonomy back to Black women regarding beauty and wellness, she explains. The name represents the freedom to choose and trust the products they are using. Historically, an apothecary is a pharmacy that compounds herbs into medicine. Clean beauty and wellness are simply the vehicles we use for radical healing. After blessing Philly with her offerings, the Southern Belle transported her business to the Big Easy to be closer to her childhood home. Born in the neighboring state of Mississippi, Jenkins frequented New Orleans as a child and even stayed there for a stint after college. The city has a lively spirit that stimulates the entrepreneur's creative juices, unites her with her lineage, and motivates her to thrive. New Orleans has always felt like a place where the switch to my soul flips on the minute I set foot here, says the University of Southern Miss alum. This is such a culturally rich, vibrant city, and I feel so connected to my roots living here. That gives me an inexpressible desire to tap into these roots and stay connected to remedies and traditions of my ancestors. Freedom Apothecary is celebrating its 5th year in business this month. Just in time for the Essence Festival of Culture, Jenkins plans to commemorate this milestone by unveiling some exciting activations and collaborations. Since her brand's inception, the founder has not only introduced various body-friendly products to consumers and provided self-care tools to promote relaxation, she also opened her doors to offer a sanctuary where Black women can commune and restore. Relocating the store to New Orleans has allowed it to embody more of its original vision, nurturing and educating the community and providing resources for Black women to be free from oppressive beauty standards, Jenkins says of her shop's evolution. We offer a curated selection of women-founded indie products, farm-to-face facials, and a blend bar to customize your products, and we host events. In the past, the lack of inclusivity in the beauty industry restricted many Black women's perspectives on beauty and wellness. There was a time when only a few beauty products targeted those of a darker hue. This caused Black people either to choose products that were not formulated for us or to experiment with kitchen remedies in an effort to nurture our skin and hair. Being from a small town, Jenkins was affected by this void in the beauty industry, and as a result, she decided to fill the gap. The entrepreneur made it her business, literally and figuratively, to provide a space where Black women could congregate while accessing natural beauty and wellness products made with us in mind. Freedom Apothecary is a judgment-free space for Black women to be soft and intense, traditional and radical, and be the most beautiful, imperfect versions of themselves while caring for and advocating for themselves, Jenkins says. It was always a dream of mine to share holistic wellness and beauty with women who are similar to me. Being able to foster community and share space here in New Orleans is a dream come true, and it feels very much like destiny. She understands that Black women have been socialized to neglect themselves while taking care of everyone else. Therefore, making our rest a priority is a radical stance. Jenkins is building an empire that promotes and emphasizes this revolutionary act. Through her business, she encourages us to pour into ourselves, and she practices what she preaches, taking time to do the things that fill her cup, grounding, going inward, and taking care of my inner economy allows me to show up in all ways for my kids, my family, and friends, my team, and most importantly, myself, she says. Exercise, meditation, journaling, and therapy are all important to my mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. If you scroll through Jenkins' personal Instagram page, her glowing skin will let you know she is acutely in tune with herself. When she's asked about her beauty secrets, her response is clear and straightforward. I believe in keeping it simple, she says. My grandmother used only a warm towel on her face, and I've carried that idea of simplicity into my adult beauty routine. I don't technically have any swear-by products, but Jenkins notes that you can't go wrong with a good cleanser, a quality moisturizer, and under-eye patches. Above all, her goal is for her brand's mission to align with her effortless beauty regimen. Growing a garden, using simple ingredients for skincare, and being out in natures as often as possible are all the things that influence my approach to beauty and wellness, she explains. Beyond that, she's working toward leaving a legacy that will, she explains, heal and empower. Above all, her goal is for her brand's mission to align with her effortless beauty regimen, growing a garden, using simple ingredients for skincare, and being out in nature as often as possible are all the things that influence my approach to beauty and wellness, she explains. Beyond that, she's working toward leaving a legacy that will, she explains, heal and empower Black women, especially those in the South. As for raising and influencing her daughters, she wants them to be mindful of how their internal habits reflect their external beauty. I'm a firm believer that beauty starts within, so I'm making sure my daughters are good humans with kind hearts and in tune with who they are, Jenkins states. I'm teaching them how to care for their inner ecosystem, eating to live, hydrating, resting, and being conscious of what they consume. These are the most important things regarding beauty that they should know. The next article is titled House of Alma. For almost a decade, the label led by a mother and daughter has been focused on fabric of American heritage, weaving its narrative through each meticulously crafted piece. In Los Angeles, Akua Shabaka and her mother, Rebecca Henry, connect to a video call. They are similarly illuminated by window light, despite joining from different locations. Henry sits in her working studio, while Shabaka appears on screen from a cozy alcove. They have matching sets of warm eyes. For nearly 10 years, the two have been professional partners in the development of their heritage label, House of Alma. Beyond the familiar bond, the duo shares deliberateness in their sartorial practice. They are crafting materiality for unsung Americana. House of Alma is Henry and Shabaka's lifestyle storytelling brand. Its fall-winter 2024 collection was shown at New York Fashion Week this past February. In that celebrated showing, the designers and co-creative directors revealed more than 30 new looks in an intimate downtown jazz club presentation honoring their L.A. and familial roots. In the past two collections, we have really been in the world of my paternal legacy, Shabaka reflects. She is referring to her father and Henry's late husband, Jamaliel Shabaka, a prolific avant jazz horn player who passed away in 2021. This latest era in House of Alma's story is very much rooted in a familial legacy of art and craftsmanship, even as it shines a light on the fusionist Pan-African ethos that bonded Henry and her husband. The Land of the Rising Sun, released in 1988, is one of the most frequently referenced works by the elder Shabaka. The highly improvised album melds traditional woodwind jazz musicality with Yoruba and other Afro-Cuban sounds to transform an already culturally reflexive genre into something even more dynamic. This source music reflects the textiles that inspired mother and daughter to embark on a cohesive design approach. I've always been a person who mixed materials, new and vintage, with heirlooms, with things I sewed myself, says Henry, explaining how she continued the cycle of valuing the family's artistic heritage through clothes and their construction. House of Ama, particularly in its early collective, relied on the Henry family's postbellum history and mystical tales of the southern United States. The connection to craftsmanship comes from the fact that both of my parents are southerners, says Henry. My father is from South Carolina, my mom is from Louisiana, and I was in those places for a significant amount of time as a child. My grandfather had a farm in Shreveport, Louisiana, and every single summer my cousins from Detroit would meet us there. During these childhood exchanges, Henry observed her family's dressmaking tradition by watching her mother and aunts go to fabric stores and hand create their summer wardrobes. It was important that you be able to express yourself with something that you made for yourself, she says. This practical inheritance is tied to Henry's understanding of Southernness and Black culture at a visceral level. She carried this with her as she grew up and later settled in Los Angeles, where she practiced as an attorney for many years and raised her daughter. As the younger Shabaka came of age, she closely held her maternal Louisiana and Coastal Carolina lineage alongside her father's Los Angeles and Caribbean roots. Jamaliel Shabaka's professional journey as a jazz artist, DJ, and educator was his own practice in cultural remembrance, engaging the range of African-Cuban musical traditions across multiple instruments. The Shabakas, a longtime L.A. family, retained their connection to the Compton, Watts, and Long Beach community to this day. Informed by her parents' creative influences, Shabaka began her own art by engaging with physical and oratory archives reflecting her heritage. Most recently, her family's part in the emergence of a unique slice of LA jazz history served as the inspiration from which the House of Ama's Fall Winter 2024 collection was born. Tasked with finding new ways to engage with legacy, Henry and Shabaka followed the stories that found their way to them organically, including the thread of Jamelia's Shabaka's walking patterns in Limit Park and Central Avenue. After inheriting and exploring her father's archives, Shabaka discovered the depth of a localized artistic movement that has global resonances, not just in the music world, but in her and her mother's work today. We landed at the free jazz movement, says Henry. Ornette Coleman, Billy Higgins, who I knew, were stories that were presented to us. And so we really brought everything down and focused in on his particular slice of LA jazz history. The free jazz movement started in the avant-garde 1950s and evolved into the buoyant thought revolution of the late 20th century, closely linked to the anti-war and Black power consciousness of that time. This musical reframing celebrated collective improvisation and non-traditional forms in order to shift the boundaries of what was considered jazz. Many of the luminaries of this period themselves, friends and mentors of the late Mr. Shabaka, fostered community and jam sessions rehearsals, and performances at historically Black Los Angeles cultural centers in the Watts and Lemont Park areas. I spent a lot of time between the past collection and this collection talking to a lot of my family members who were very active during these times, Shabaka recalls. She notes how her aunts enlightened her on the family's connection to this prolific movement, and through an accompanying study of archival images, she was able to visualize what that period meant for her parents' past and her artistic present. It's been really interesting exploring the music and understanding the spirituality of the music, understanding the desire for Black people at that time to really look at themselves beyond just their current circumstances, and using music as a way to do that, she says. Letting the story guide her, she inadvertently tapped into the same creative expansion that had led her paternal family for generations. In the fall winter 2024 presentation entitled Sun Records, audiences got to witness the various hues that reflect the light and warmth of this era. Caftans and semi-sheer maxi dresses moved down the walkway, immediately brightening the otherwise dimly lit speakeasy. These pieces in various tones of gold, orange, and royal blue energized all present on that gloomy day in February. For a moment, the energy of 1970s LA was in a New York City cellar. House of Alma is a narrative-driven label, creates collections based on storytelling cohesion from previous seasons, the source inspiration, family history, and Black American journeys, is vast and always ripe for a new take, as demonstrated by the brand's sequential releases. The label's 2017 Blood Root birthed another and then another line, evoking the poetry of African American folklore, Salt and Water, for spring-summer 2022, and the Parable Capsule in 2023, among others. In each iteration, Henry and Shabaka identify a historical site of kinship and reimagine it in a surrealist contemporary mode. In 2021, the pair arrived at Camp Alma, an imaging of a sun-kissed community gathering place with the makings of classic summer camp aesthetics. It is an ode to Black freedom held at a mythical resort that re-emerges from this most recent collection, and it will likely be expanded upon visually in future interactions of the clothes. The work of the designers crafting a socio-political narrative through clothing can be likened to Black femme visual artist in other mediums, Julia Dash's seminal film Daughters of the Dust similarly engages fashion and adornments as modes of subversive cultural identity, dressing historically inspired characters within its own specific context of Black heritage in the South Carolina Sea Islands. This on-screen world, not unlike the one audiences enter in House of Alma's presentation, reconciles layered histories with almost utopian ideals of identity, memory, and tradition. Many garments encapsulate the haunting allure and poetic sadness of the past, when generations of Black families were often most at home and yet the least safe all at the same time. In the 2017 Blood Root Collections, Edwardian blouses with high lace-trimmed necklines and delicate satin buttons offer a neo-Gothic image of Black Southernness. It is historically referential, yet thematically current. That collection was released in a year of racial tensions in America, intensified by a then-president's incendiary dog whistles. The same autumn of the collection's release, a mob of white nationalists in fear of the Great Replacement lie convened under a Confederate statue in Charleston, Virginia, singing Dixie, renditions, and chanting Blood and Soil. In that same time frame, the Focus mother and daughter created their pieces without any such hatred in mind, instead exemplifying the very spirit of cultural triumph that antagonizers feared most. In an interview Shabaka gave to the new defunct Gal Dem, a UK publication for women and non-binary people of color, she articulated the relevance and thematic focus of the work, which was widely lauded for its complementary use of color and its seamless blend of traditional craftsmanship with contemporary aesthetics. Blood root is a rare herb used by old-time conjurers and root workers as a powerful guardian for the family, she explained to writer Neela Airborne. Like jazz itself, Rebecca Henry, Akua Shabaka, and House of Amma are children of the same meditation on expansive Black connectivity, pursuing a body of work that can withstand an unknown future. The label's pieces provide a glimpse into the Shabaka and Henry family tree and the designer's countercultural engagement with African American aesthetic practice and the American heritage brand. As for what is next, Shabaka and Henry are continuing to communicate with each other with intention and vision in a way that only the mother and daughter can truly understand. As designers, they are each walking in the steps of a profound familial mission, just like their mothers and fathers before them. The next article is titled July Outlook Horoscope for Cancers, June 22nd to July 21st. Are you ready to get creative with your hair care regimen? You've been having fun with those protective styles. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.